offer in the, from the economics department at LSE, we have three basic programs, one in economics, one in interactions and mathematical economics, and one called the MRes, the Master of Research, which is a sort of lead-in to a PhD program. These are the three options that we'll spend time talking about. But before I start with that, I'd just very briefly like to say why we think it's very valuable to get an MSc in economics. And the reason being that most jobs, most lifetime activities, most careers that economists do require a higher technical standard of capability than one can get in a typical undergraduate degree or even in a very good undergraduate degree. What this slide is a representation of a survey, a summary of a survey which I did of MSc students last year as to what they do after they finish their MSc. And the third, 33% go on to further academic work, that's mostly PhDs, they mostly go on to do PhDs, these ones. 30%, just under a third, go into the public sector. Of those, mostly go into government, into central government, into civil service, the government economic service in this country, or very importantly, into the central bank, the Bank of England. A lot of our MSc graduates go to the Bank of England. One third of the 30% go into international financial organisations like the World Bank or the IMF or the World Trade Organization, things of that nature. 38%, that's just over a third, go into the private sector. Last year, this is what people were expecting to do, half of them intended to go into jobs in the financial sector, in investment banks and the like. Obviously, that particular job opening is going to be a bit more difficult for the current year of graduates and for the next few years as well. But it's not only that. A lot of those going into the private sector go into management consultancies, to economic consultancies, private economic consultancies, but to work as economists. And all these people, and there's about 100 or so students in the MSc, all of these people are getting jobs which make use of higher level economics than one gets from an undergraduate degree. So the essence of our MSc is actually not to teach specifics about the economics, this, that or the other, but to teach technique, how to do economics at a higher level, how to analyse economic problems more rigorously, how to use more advanced econometrics so that with luck one gets correct inferences from the data rather than sort of blundering around and having false correlations and stuff. But it's a risk. How can we achieve such a high standard in 1 year? Basically by starting with people who are at a high standard already, so that we look for people with a good first-class degree in economics, because a master's degree is a progression from a development of the undergraduate, a typical undergraduate or good undergraduate degree. That must contain this undergraduate degree core courses of economics, which is where you learn technique, macro, micro, and econometrics. There must be evidence that these things are taught at a reasonably rigorous level, which means you must have some maths and statistics, because that's the only way of doing it. So, basically, what we're looking for is people with good first degrees in economics, good bachelor's degrees in economics, from good universities, which will have insisted on these particular characteristics being part of the degree. Okay, let's proceed. So, what is the course? Very quickly then, essentially, the centre of it, the core, is macro-micro-econometrics, as per usual, because these are the subjects which teach the techniques which economists need to be able to use. Because we're teaching them to a high level, we need to be sure that the students taking these courses are happy with the mathematical and statistic techniques they require. There was an introductory course, a three-week course, in September, which we teach maths, types of maths needed in macro, micro, and statistics required for econometrics. So these are the core courses then of the degree. There's additionally an option course which main reason to have the optional courses is for you to see how to use the techniques you learn in the core courses in some applied context. Now this not only is valuable in itself, because as you say, okay, you don't need to, you can do the economics of industry, doesn't mean that you have to have a career in that area, but you can still see how economic analysis or econometrics is used within one subject area, same thing applies in some other. And in a sense, therefore, this is also to motivate the study of the techniques, because you can see how they're used. The course is examined, so you have to be actually capable of demonstrating that you can yourself do this stuff. You can yourself apply, address the kind of problems that you have at an advanced level. But there's unseen written exams in each of the subjects at the end of the course in June, and also an extended essay, which is more like the sort of research you do in consultancies and the like, an extended essay in the optional course, which you can discuss with the teachers here during your lecture term. Then sort of some consultation comes to an end at the end of the lecture term, and during the Easter vacation, you write this extended essay on your own, and then it gets marked exactly. So that's the nature of the course. You may have noticed at the top of the slide you started with, it said MSc Economics and MSc Economics Research. Why are the two programs? The two programs are exactly the same. Why are the two of them? Because for some purposes, like getting funding, it's convenient to have a program which automatically allows students who do well on it to progress into a PhD program. This is because some people, some institutions that offer research funding, which offer funding for degrees, will not pay for pure MSc, straight MSc degrees. But if you say the MSc degree is a research degree, then the money is available. So the only difference with the MSc Econ research is on the application side, you have to make a research proposal together with your application, and then the offer includes an automatic right of progression into the MS PhD, providing a distinction. All MSc students, however, can apply to go on to the MS PhD, and they will automatically get an offer conditional on getting a distinction. So it doesn't actually make any difference, except the time at which you make your research proposal and whether or not you get funding, can get funding in the first year. We have a two-year program also in economics, which is for students who don't have the first-class background in economics, which I said was necessary for the one-year program. So, but you do still need to be tremendously good, just not so good, not have so much background in economics. Because essentially you're going to catch up on what you missed in economics in the first year, and then go into the same program as everybody else in the second year. Okay, so that's it. You have to play back again. Good, well, I've hurried because it's getting late, and now we can go on to econometrics. And Oliver Linton, the program director of econometrics.
So in particular, we're emphasizing econometric theory
time series econometrics and also mathematical economics, whereas people would prefer to call it now economic theory, really. So advanced economic theory taught with a strong mathematical basis foundation. So these are the two kind of core aspects of this program, and we do not, so at a practical level, macroeconomics is not required to complete this program. So you can go through the program just with econometric theory, microeconomics, and then the range of other choices that you can take from a variety of sources. So in particular, we allow you to take quantitative economics courses, field courses like capital markets or macroeconomics in particular. And you can also take courses in from the mathematics department that are of interest to you, probability theory or stochastic calculus, as they're teaching some courses on option pricing and so forth over there, and also advanced statistics as well in the statistics department. So the idea is that you have two core courses in econometrics and microeconomics, and then you sort of supplement that with your own interest in taking your different directions. So it's a program that has a orientation towards the mathematical end of economics and econometrics, so the hope is that you come out with a very strong training in that aspect of economics, and that is very useful for progression into PhD programs, either in this country or in the United States. So historically, people who have many former students who've gone on to have very successful academic careers on this degree program, and also a few who worked in other occupations. What we teach, I should talk about the entry requirements and what we're looking for in students. And so here we're looking, similar requirements to the MSc economics, but a little bit more on the mathematical side. So in particular, the one big difference is we do require strong background in econometrics in order to enter this program. So this has econometrics in the title, and so you really need to have at least, by MSc standards, the principles of econometrics, i.e. the second level of course in econometrics is called here, in order to fulfill a necessary condition to enter the program. And so we're looking for people with that background, and also some background in economic theory, as microeconomics is going to be taught at a higher level than this next cohort. So we're looking for some specific background in micro and econometrics, the applicant pool that we have typically very strong quantitatively. Many of the applicants have perfect scores in the GRE quantitative thing, although the value of this thing is not so clear to me. In fact, we do not require students coming from within the UK to have GRE scores. So if you have an undergraduate degree in the UK, then it's not a necessary condition that you have GRE scores. Of course, it's always nice if you have 800, then you might as well reveal that. This is so the EME research that's identical to what Richard has talked about. Just differences in terms of submitting a research proposal, and on the other side, there's differences in funding possibilities and so forth. So for the straight MSc EME, there's relatively little scholarship funding available for the students on the just EME track, whereas for the EME research, then potentially there's a greater pool of funding. Okay. Finally, you should talk about the two-year program. And again, this is for people who don't meet the requirements of the one-year program. And this is for people who have undergraduate degrees and don't have sufficient econometrics for economic theory. So in particular, I did this program a few years ago. In mathematics, I graduate degree, and the two-year program allowed me to sort of be taught what I like to learn economic theory
that's the objective of this programme, so people coming to that programme don't necessarily have to have any economics at all, but they do have to have, you know, an aptitude to do quantitative things. They have to have demonstrated that through taking a quantitative degree like physics or engineering or maths or statistics. Okay? So the objective then is over the first year, you get enough background in the relevant subjects to go on to the second year. Okay, and that's achievable. Okay, so that's it.
Admissions Committee for the MRes PhD programme, which is a route which takes you to a PhD either directly or via the MSc, and I'll talk about that in a bit more detail later. In terms of the admissions requirement, we're looking for a first-class degree or equivalent, and you will apply through the standard form for graduate admissions. We are looking for a research proposal as an indication of the sorts of questions that you're interested in and the way you set about thinking about them. We require the graduate record exam if you're not from a UK university, and you should, if you're unfamiliar with this type of multiple choice exam, they're big payoffs to practicing. Go to the GRE website and look at that, and that applies even or maybe particularly if you have a very high level mathematical background. Unlike the MSc programmes, we have a deadline for the 5th of January. So there are two programmes. The first track one, we take you directly into the MRes programme. You are doing courses which are specifically designed for people who will be going on to do a PhD in economics. These are separate from the master's courses, and we are the only university in Europe that offers this completely separate set of postgraduate coursework, which is different from our PhD students and our MSc students. It's particularly sophisticated and very much research orientated. But the other route is to come in initially as an MSc student to get a distinction and then go on to the second year of an MRes, which in this case is a 3-year course. And we take students onto that both through the MSc, but also through other very high-level MScs, which are equivalent in their coverage to MSc. We do encourage you to make a judgment as to which track would be most appropriate for you, but if we think you have applied for the wrong track, in particular if you've applied for track 2, but we think actually track 1 would be more suitable for you, we would then offer you a track 1 place. And we would encourage you, you have 2 courses to apply for, and on the whole it's a good idea to apply both for the MRes programme and for the MSc programme. The nice thing about doing a PhD is that you may be funded to do this. And we can see that everyone who applies for funding, this is why we want you all to apply by the January deadline, so everybody gets considered at the same time for funding. Sometimes we will offer you funding with your offer, or we may say you, if we make you an offer, where we've got you on a wait list for funding, and that is a genuine wait list. You may well be offered funding later in the applications process, and all of this is resolved by the 15th of April, because we work to the same timetable as US universities. We would encourage you to apply for other scholarships as well as the various forms of funding that come through LSE. We're not able to offer funding to everyone, and this is in part because much of our funding comes from the Economic and Social Research Council, and they do not allow us to offer funding to people who are not residents of the European Union. And to be eligible for full funding, you have to be a UK resident. The requirements are not quite the same as for the Home Office purposes in particular. If you've spent 3 years in the UK doing a UK undergraduate degree, you count as a UK resident. There are other scholarships available for people who are not European Union or UK residents. In terms of, do we have anything on course content, Bree? To say basically, we have you do the core at MRes level, and we also have you do two fields at MRes level, and the MRes degree includes doing a research paper, which is the beginning of your research for moving on to PhD. So you get an MRes degree after adding 2 or 1 years, depending which course you're on. And if you've done well in your MRes degree, you can then progress to PhD. This is to remind you about deadlines. So for the MSc programmes, they are rolling, but it is sensible to apply early. And for the MRes programme, because we're considering everyone for funding, there is this tight 5th of January deadline. And there we have a summary of the programmes available. Now, at this stage, we will take questions. I think probably sensible.
Joint degrees first.
Right, okay, joint degrees. Do you want to talk about that, Richard? Is this more your expertise than mine?
Okay, so
sorry, it's just before we go on to questions. We are at ASE. So the joint degree programmes, which economics is a major element. Economics and philosophy, finance and economics, and management and economics. Each of those programmes is actually managed, is actually run by the department other than economics. So if you wish to be considered for any of these programmes, or to inquire about them, or to discover what goes on in these programmes, you have to go respectively to the philosophy department, the finance department, or the management department. The management department is people are just outside here, the others are right under the Clement House, they probably won't get there in time this evening before it's all too late. But so therefore, if you do have any questions, I'll try and answer them. But we are meant to be finished by now, so if there are any questions, please let us have them.